Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
Am I starting? All right. Hey. Whatever. Welcome to the podcast, people. Oh, yeah. Baby, we got Cult of Us, of course. I'm Neil Wood. How's it going? And of course, the co-host of Cult of Us, Adam Nutter.
Yeah.
But he's got a dirty secret. He's got a dirty little taint of a secret, don't you? You little. I know I do this while he's always. I always ask him questions while he's posting it to Twitter. He's like, don't you have a dirty little secret, you dirty little boy?
I
know. You barely.
In this and talk.
It's,
what are you doing?
You pointed to three things. There's only two things.
Did.
It's a microphone.
My brain's broken.
It is so beautiful that you have way too many podcasts. And of course, another great podcast that they have is the Slapstick Sports Podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hear that warm man glow.
Yeah.
Do you feel that warm man glow?
And of course, since pretty much Slapstick Sports is, or pretty much two-thirds is Cult of Us anyway, with Jesse and I.
Yep. Yes.
The other half, the third of Slapstick Sports, Garrett Monaco is joining
thank
us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And since we're going to talk a little sports in this episode, for all the Call fans out there, we brought on, for our NBA specialty, Drew Montana from the Deer Tag and Do Rag podcast.
Yes. I'm a quarter of the Slapstick podcast as well now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Feels like it's the closest you could get to a black guy. It's unfortunate.
Yes. I was thinking that earlier. I'm like, it's so many black comics that know basketball, and they're like, our NBA, I'm like Rachel Nichols. Our NBA expert, Drew Montana.
Multiple times.
Well, we already have Jesse, and he's, you know, not.
What other big... We want a rap artist for this event, but... don't want one of those.
Right.
Who can Eminem? Is Eminem available?
Eminem?
Perfect.
Right. Perfect.
He knows rap.
Right.
The only guy who really understands.
It's almost like we're like a baseball team. We're like, bring in Drew. Bring in Lefty. Drew comes warming out. Walking into the studio. Like, here's my NBA talk.
And that goes to my first question. Is Slapstick Sports racist? I think that's what everyone wants to know.
Jesse.
That's the word out there.
I can bear the brunt of that. I'm the only one.
Come on. Your people have enough on their back. All right. So...
I was going to say something awful. Never mind.
Let it sit in obscurity. Why would you ruin it? Anyway, no. You don't have to do that. No,
no
of course
it's
not.
Fine.
But Drew, it's good to have you here, buddy.
I'm happy to be here, dog.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day outside.
It is.
Good stuff to talk about.
We do a lot on the docket this week for basketball playoffs. Not playoffs, the championship.
Yeah.
And all the way down to big UFC card Saturday night.
Yes.
So I guess it comes down, what do you guys want to talk about first? Basketball?
Yeah, let's get started on the basketball.
Little basketball talk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Basketball talk? All right, Drew. So, Suns, Bucks. Suns took first game, right?
Yeah.
Really?
Also, I don't know if I should be your expert, because the last time I was here, all my predictions were wrong.
We were literally wrong.
So,
I like them. So, like, I was a big fan of the Sixers.
Yeah, I thought it was going to happen.
Yeah.
The Sixers fan, you thought?
Yeah, weird. I might be a little biased, but I don't see that.
No, I like Phoenix a lot, though, in this series. They showed what they could do last night. They're going to shoot the shit out of the ball against Milwaukee. Milwaukee doesn't defend the three well. Mm-hmm. And Brooke Lopez is going to get fucking bullied down there. So, yeah, Suns in five.
Someone bet like 12 or 13 grand on Suns in four.
I saw that.
So, all right.
He's got one already, so... probably feeling good.
I wonder what the plus minus was for that.
Right.
You're thinking that's has to be in the plus.
Milwaukee's
right?
Like the favorite.
Oh, it's gotta
be. Right?
I think Phoenix is the favorite.
Really?
Yes.
I believe. They were in game one at least. Definitely not to win in four. But yo, you know what's crazy is that guy from Phoenix that beat the shit out of the Nuggets fan in the stands.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then he was like, Suns in four.
Yeah, yeah.
Suns in four, dog. And he got kicked out. They made bobbleheads of him.
Yeah, and like,
he's got like merch out.
Yeah.
And shit. I'm like, that's awesome.
You ever beat someone's ass so bad?
Yeah, you get famous for it. Like,
Yeah, that was my favorite fight, like basketball fight, like in the not my favorite one. The Ron Artest was my favorite one, one of my favorite ones was this one because like the guy got beat up. If you notice, like he has the high ground, so he should have won that fight, but he's a drunk idiot. So when like they get into the initial scuffle and then he goes to walk away, but then he sees like a sneaky shot in, but he's drunk, so he just. Over, and now he's just like,
yeah.
The guy's like, thanks, and just hockey fights the rest of the way. Right. Good move.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, I want to see an Andre the Giant like just like big fist down. I want that to work. I know it doesn't.
A backward.
But I just want like a nice like you know a Princess Bride like like that, and you just like you're knocked out for 3 days for some reason.
I'm gonna think that guy that said Sons and Four is the same guy. I won't imagine that. That's the same guy as the guy that got into a fight.
That would be nice.
Oh. He's took all that money. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm famous now. I'm placing that bet. I'm dying by that blade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm dying by that sword.
I think he's going to fight Logan Paul.
Yeah.
I think that's what's next.
You might.
So
it's good. Like, now you can kind of, like, now Twitter, like, direct conversation like that, you can just call people out to an actual fight. It's kind of like a schoolyard. Like, you can actually, it's like, I'll fly to you because you said something, and then I'm famous from this bullshit where I knocked that one guy out. And like, you're like, what is happening right now? I'm just trying to catch fame, baby. Ride that wave.
Bro, to your point, did you see that bare knuckle, the next bare knuckle boxing event?
No.
Rachel and Paige.
Besides the two hottest chicks in MMA fighting each other.
Only one that matters.
Behind Cousins? Matters. There was one behind Cousins, but that might have been different. I don't know.
Different hot.
Were,
that's a different hot. That's a different hot. So, that's like a seedy hot.
Gotcha.
That's like you can jerk off watching.
I didn't know they were still doing bare knuckle.
Oh, it's great.
Oh, yeah.
Is this in Taiwan? Can I see this?
No, it's America. The pay-per-views. I've been watching them. They're amazing.
Wonderful.
But on the undercard of that are two TikTokers.
Sure.
No,
Blueface
is fighting this, apparently this guy who just steals content on TikTok. You just gotta pull up.
It's like the fat chew.
Pull up this card on bare knuckle boxing. The bare knuckle boxing card for this
Rachel
upcoming
Ostovich
week
and Paige Van Zandt.
But it's that fight. But pull up the whole card.
I'm a big fight fan.
Anomaly.
Oh, I know.
No one knows why he knew that.
No. I didn't know.
I mean, I know why.
I'm a big bare knuckle fan.
Yeah,
they only fight in like Mississippi and like Oklahoma, like places where they allow.
It's only, on an Indian reservation.
It's not a worldwide.
I know what Neil's confused here. Paige Van Zandt and Rachel Ostovich used to be in the UFC.
Okay,
but they got cut because they were just hot. But they couldn't fight.
Paige, I've known a couple of Paiges that would fight. The Paiges usually scrap.
Yeah,
yeah.
Paiges are usually dangerous trash.
The five craziest names that chicks could have are Stephanie's, as I can attest to. Paiges, Chloe's, Brittany's, and
Chloe's I've seen unhinged. I've seen a couple of Chloe's kind of lose it.
Oh, usually it's like
I've
a like
seen
a
Chloe unhinged too before.
Usually it's like a like a Lisa or a Megan. Like those are always
Megan's
crazy.
Megan's are crazy.
Yeah. Also, my sister-in-law, I can attest to that.
Dude, Megan. I went to college with this girl, Megan, and she called herself the porn star. No. That was like her name that she introduced herself.
She's really building herself up there.
Dog, freshman year, the first night of school, like my first night staying on campus, she showed me a video of her sucking some dude's dick.
Oh, okay.
And now she's like blowing up on what's it called? OnlyFans. Okay. So I support.
Talk about
Megan
calling shots, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Okay. So she was legit. Yeah.
I guess. But okay. It's before OnlyFans.
That's the eyes in the middle.
Kane Trujillo.
So he goes by this, I think, new main on TikTok. The guy on the right. Look at that scrawny white dude in the middle.
Right.
Okay. If you actually saw like a video, he is like he.
Oh yeah.
He is so fucking skinny.
Yeah, he's skinny as fuck.
Blueface. I don't know who Blueface is. I do know this though. He was a rapper. Okay. I do know he's a D1 athlete. Like he played football like D1. I think.
Where's this comedy show at?
Blueface.
Oh yeah. So,
it does look like a little red comedy show.
Yeah, we're opening for this.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
This is
a cricket show. It's out in Pipersville.
Yeah.
A town you've never heard in Pennsylvania at all. It's in Pfeiffersburg?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Pfeiffersburg or no? Yeah, it's too close to New York.
Eddie's dressing up as Don King.
Okay. Yeah. The guy Kane Trujillo, whatever his name is, he has to be able to fight because there's no way. Like, he was very confident in that press conference.
Yeah, I don't think he can, Drew, and I'm going to bet that he might. This might be one of the best on TV beatings we've ever seen in our life.
Ooh, nice.
I hope so.
Sanctioned Let's, on TV.
I'm a big, big fight guy.
Blueface is a gang member. He's not a boxer.
No, but he was, again, a D1 athlete, so I'm like, well, he's an athlete. Like, you know what I'm saying? This guy's a fucking scrawny bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying, but, like, the thing with bare-knuckle boxing is, like, you know, it's gruesome.
Yeah, you get cut.
That's how I find it, like, that's why I found, like, oh, Paige is doing it. Like, we went from UFC to try to even more kind of uglier.
But,
like,
but she won her first fight, right?
No,
she lost, but she didn't get cut up from it, though, right?
Split decision.
Right, but yeah. I've seen Jason McKnight, I've seen him just spit teeth in the middle of a fight. Like, that's crazy.
Psycho men.
Right.
With all their men's strength.
Still, I didn't know
five names of women who are crazy.
Yeah,
right. In terms of...
The strength's different.
I'm just staring at Rachel Dasha. I would punch her in the face so hard, dude.
I haven't seen him in a minute.
Yeah, if you're like if hotness translated to physical violence, you'd punch her a lot in the face.
Yeah, I get you.
I understand that.
Oh hell yeah, dude.
That's sexy as shit.
Yeah.
Oh, they calling it the platform showdown? That's so funny.
Did you guys see the TikTok versus YouTube boxer matchup? Like,
yeah, we were talking about that on
a minute ago. Yeah, that went well.
Well, I mean, they have to be losing money on those.
So they did. None of the fighters are getting paid. They're all like suing the company that put it on.
Sure.
Because they were supposed to sell 500,000 pay-per-views and they barely sold 100,000.
Right.
So they're like, oh, we are fucked.
Okay, so they sue them and they go, yeah, we don't have that money. Then what happens? Like, yeah. Like, they still get paid. Like, no one gets
paid.
Right.
You take their assets then. Whatever that
is. Which is nothing.
Whatever they have, like, a car. Like,
give me your fucking 98 Hyundai.
Yeah, exactly.
And your fucking what?
I don't want to watch people that don't know how to box.
Right.
Like, it's fun at first, but then you, like, really get into it. You're like, I'm watching an hour of this. Like, this is kind of just,
yeah,
I'm going to go to sleep.
No, that's why, the Jake Paul thing's even still hard for me to catch on to, because I'm like, I see he hits pads well.
Right.
Like, he doesn't fight fighters.
No.
So
yeah.
This is like,
Woodley, I mean, that's going to be...
That, yeah, I hope he gets his ass beat, and then that train will also derail, like the Logan one is.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it never started with when I think when he drawled KSI, and then he lost to him, and it just kind of stopped.
And then he got Floyd somehow, which blew my mind. Like, how are you, 0-1-1?
Yeah.
And then fight Floyd Mayweather?
Because there was $2 million to be had.
No, I get why he did it. I get why he did it, of course. But
I mean, by the way, we talked about this again on another episode of Slapstick, but like, I think he knocked him out and held him up for a fucking second or two. If you watch that one hook he lands on Paul, he kind of does those droopy arms where, like, you know, like he hit him and then, like,
he went octopus.
You don't want to hug him. As he hugged him, he's hugging him like this.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, man, that's not how you know, even if you're actively awake and
like the Cosby move, just like, all
right. Yeah, Cosby, and then Floyd was kind of like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no, you're okay.
If Floyd wanted to knock him out, he could have.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Wake up.
That fight could have been a lot less competitive. It was just dumb.
Do you think if the Sixers were still in the finals and Bill Cosby got out, he would ring the bell before the game?
Oh, I wouldn't.
Everyone would be asleep,
talk
though.
About no freedom. One would see it.
Yeah. Talk about freedom.
Yeah. I think I'd try to get tickets.
Oh, you'd have to.
That'd be incredible.
Oh, I love it. You think they're announcing it in advance.
No, that'd be a special surprise.
No, that would be like four old men and a bunch of white bodyguards, like, walk him out for some reason. He's one of the good ones. He's one of the... Stop throwing things. Like, you know what I mean?
Did you see him get walked out and he'd do the Pat Albert impression?
No.
As he got released from prison, he's like, hey. I'm like, that's not what you do.
You know?
That's not what you
Unless
do.
Unless he's going to say,
you know,
right after that.
Until the end.
Dude, he's going back on tour, apparently.
Unless, yeah.
Of course he is.
Well, he's
going to be at John soon.
And I'm opening for him. That's what I came here to announce.
Like, I think what he did was awful. That being said, starting September, I'll be on tour. Yeah.
That'd be one hell of a credit, man.
I would ride that till the end.
Open for Bill Cosby.
I'm open for Bill Cosby. When did you do it?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter when I did it.
You know, I did it. Semantics.
Yeah. I've been doing comedy 30 years. It's whatever.
I don't even like hearing the word "I opened" like around him. It's like, I performed comedy before him is what I would say. There was no openings available.
You're right.
I didn't drink anything.
I had zero drinks that night. That wasn't even close to a source of liquid.
My hands were up here the whole night.
I don't know. I knew it when he was faking the blindness thing. I was just like, dude, if you ever get out, immediately we're going to be like, we're going to see you driving sports cars. And like, as soon as you get out, like, high breakneck speed.
That's kind of what he did. He did his old man version of that.
Yeah, they slapped him in like old guy fucking contact lenses in from a horror movie they found or some shit like that. It was like, they're all glassy, guys. I can't see shit. Like, it's like, nah, dude, we know what you did. If he would have said, hey, 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 when he came out and then was like, I did rape them. I did actually rape. I just want to announce that like that. I'm going to go back in.
Yeah. Or he was like, I did rape him. Double jeopardy. Can't get me twice. Right. Drop the hammer. Right.
But that's, you gotta prosecute the right way. I know, right? Because it was whatever. It's because he he made a deal with the district attorney.
Said, at if you tell us everything, we will prosecute you for anything you tell us. And they're like, got you. And then the second DA prosecuted him, and they're like, yeah. And by the way, yeah, they're right.
Bill Cosby rings the bell, and then the Sixers get a technicality.
here's what I would like. If he rang the bell,
right,
I feel like then he should also have to run a gauntlet of the women. Like, they line up, and just before, you know, I know there's not like gauntlets in basketball, but to your point,
it's called knockout.
They like dodgeball him. He's like 85. How old is he, right?
The Bulls music starts playing as he starts running.
They should make him do the trampoline dunk. Pad below. Do the front flip dunk and fucking land your old ass on the floor.
Yeah. And he's wearing a mascot, probably a fox. Yeah. I would think he's wearing something. He's in the hen house, is what I'm saying. It's not great.
It would be a fly.
And then Rachel Nichols is reporting, you know. Right. He seems to be on the ground
Oh yeah, what's the full Rachel Nichols beef? Not beef. Right. What's going on?
She had beef.
I mean, there's beef. He was getting some beef, all right.
Yeah. Free Rachel Nichols.
Wink, wink.
Free Rachel.
Yeah, what's going on?
She's out of the bubble. So apparently there was a report that Jimmy Butler might have been hooking up with Rachel Nichols.
Is it confirmed?
And there was. Well, they're putting things together. It was not completely confirmed.
Have you seen these two? Right. If you just look at them next to you, you're like, it's confirmed in my mind. they should be fucking if they're not fucking. That's what I.
Yeah. I didn't know this was hearsay. Like, oh, go on TMZ.
Well, this happened during the NBA bubble.
But they're saying that Ersan Ilyasova was also fucking her in the bubble. Well, that's another thing.
Then she's getting, multiple people.
So we got to put this under hot gas. This is gossip.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, but you know how it started one of two ways, right? Either someone saw him going into her room or something like that.
So this is an old story.
Or no.
You have to hear this. Do you know this?
No.
Do you know the actual story?
These are just like a weak story.
I love that. Yeah, I love that picture they use for Jimmy Butler right there.
I know,
there.
Right?
If someone showed me that, like, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, dude, he's actually being like, he's saying what up, girl, to her.
Yeah,
isn't that
right.
Like, it's like, what up, girl? What are you doing,
there's
mom?
No denying he's probably trying to fuck here, and he could have.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and she unfortunately also looks like, I'm really excited, but I have to put on the white girl. I don't want this face.
Also,
you're making me shy.
Yeah.
I like how a story came up about her, like, maybe being racist.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, immediately. Yeah,
this
immediately,
is probably how she makes up for it.
Immediately, she leaks a story of, like, no, I fucked a black man. It's cool. Like,
actually, more than one. Yeah. More than one.
That clears it. I forgot.
No, but apparently,
it
was a noise complaint. Like, so they were hearing that noise complaint.
They said Jimmy Butler was dribbling a basketball past hours. Right. Now the rumor is like, oh, he was knocking cheeks. I'm like, that's a different sound, but maybe.
Well, he was sweating.
I mean, that'd be impressive tempo. Let me tell you.
You're a sports manager. You hear a noise complaint from a room. Then you show up. It's like 2:30 in the morning, and you're like, he comes to the door. He's clearly tucking a bone. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's got a bone tucked. And you're like, he's sweating. You're like, what are you up to? What are you?
Dribbling?
Committed. Committed.
What would a basketballer say? Oh, dribbling.
Yeah, right?
He's like, don't panic. Like, basketball.
He walks up spinning a ball on his finger. What up, coach?
He's whistling the Harlem Globetrotter music.
A lot of fucking mouths on his thing. He's like, ah.
I find it hard to believe that of all the things he could have said, it's like game footage or something, I would believe. But
no,
it doesn't.
Right.
I was doing push-ups and just watching game footage. Coach, sorry, was I making a rack? Something like that. Said really, like under the breath while he's like leaning on. It's like, coach, I'm sorry, dude. I was doing push-ups and just watching game film. My bad. Was there a noise complaint? No big deal. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
no, you're probably
like, really just like that because like I was dribbling a basketball like
on carpet.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
What, did you not know? Did you need to refresh the NBA athlete to know how to dribble?
Were you
Like this
professional athlete?
You're not the professor. You're not like, oh, it's not and one where you're trying to get them on the head and like, I'm still perfecting it. Like, that's not, come on.
Professor.
You know what I mean? Like, this is, yeah, well, which is his coach.
He looks like the professor. Makes me mad. It's just like, everyone thinks it's Rachel's making the noise. What if it's Jimmy?
Yeah.
What if he's the screamer?
What's he going, oh,
dude,
one of those?
Yeah. What if he's guys? Like,
one of those? Like, you're like dunking or something.
Dude.
Like,
ah! those hoops, that picture there, dude, those hoops, I'm telling you, that guy does not mind his legs folded back. You know what I mean? Just get in there.
So you think
I could see him be like, hey, girl, go to the naughty place.
You know what? What's that? Dave Horner just talked to him. Jeffree Star.
What about Jeffree Star?
He was just like, so many rappers and basketball players hit me up to fuck me. For sure. Mm-hmm. So, no, my point. I know. I was piggybacking your point. Now I lost it. Fuck.
Man,
I thought you knew who Jeffree Star was, and I was.
I don't know. Never mind. Sounds like a porn star.
Never fucking mind.
She's like, he's like a makeup guru, whatever.
Okay.
Gotcha. Rachel Nichols, right. Husband.
Basketball player. I didn't hear this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, I think that was on Barstool, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's I don't know. That's. I mean, maybe.
Maybe.
But she didn't name names.
No.
So like, it's one of those claims.
I'm sorry.
It's one of those claims that you can just say and no one's gonna get defensive. Like,
what?
Like just saying like, hey, rappers basketball players like try to fuck me.
Dude,
but if you don't say names, it's like, okay, I guess I believe you. I don't know. It's like a press move.
Yeah.
It's a media move. It's not if she actually dropped the bombshell or he, whatever, I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
Like that would be like, oh shit. But like, no, it's really just sticking your name in there.
Yeah.
It's like she's getting stuck in, I guess. I don't
stuck
fucking,
in.
You know.
Sure. They, them is fucking NBA players.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But here's the thing. If you were, this is her husband.
Yeah, that's the problem. Jesse was like, okay, now I'm getting a look at him. Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, that's Jeffree Star?
No.
That guy fucks NBA players?
Yeah,
actually, it does look like he does. Actually.
Go down to the picture to the right of the one of her. Here in the green dress.
That is
absurd. To the right of that.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I need to see this. Yeah. No, the next one over him.
Who is this guy?
That guy fucks NBA players, dude.
That's Rachel Nichols' husband.
Who is he? Is he a person? Is he important?
Well, he's a fucking mannequin.
He might be like a singer.
I'm saying, is he like, he looks like a doofy singer.
Not someone we know.
He looks like Guy Fieri with AIDS.
Journalist.
Married.
A music video director.
How?
Okay, so she's married to a porn director. And she was fucking about. No, it sounds like, yeah, hey, dude, he's in the industry in some way, shape, or form. I guess he has to be with that facial hair. That is, I am mad that your top of your head looks like the fucking chin that you have. It is upsetting.
He looks like a pineapple with a goatee, bro. He's so weird.
You know what? It kind of looks like Beaker is trying to be a hipster. It's kind of what it looks like, because he's got no neck.
Yep.
And then he slapped a little thing on the chin there.
Yes.
So remember, pitching this to you, Drew, right? Is she's trapped in Travis? It's trapped. She's and all other ESPN reporters. I mean, it must be tough for them. Do you know what I mean? Just young. Well, actually, what am I saying? We found out. What was she? 46.
She's 47.
She's 47. Hi, beautiful lady. Beautiful lady. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Holding it tight. I know it's tough out there for ladies. You know, as you get older, men are vicious, and she's keeping it tight. She's happens to be with other ESPN reporters that are also trapped inside the bubble at that time. Could you imagine, as Jesse and I were saying, like, before the 6 hour, just like, woof, it's going to be a rough for that guy looking the way he does to be like, hear that news.
Yeah.
Just be like, sorry, what's going on, baby? You're going to be where for 6 months? Like, that's brutal. I'd be like, oh, I'm working out now.
But
like, if he comes out of that, I'm going to be hot, dude.
This is why I
got to keep it up.
Like,
it's not even worth it. Just start cheating at that point.
Yeah, you're right. your thing's like, do
get
less.
Ahead.
Yeah, just do less.
Scale down.
It's a chest match.
To keep her. I'm going to scale back. Yeah, that's the idea. But that's the thing, like, you're okay. Like, maybe I'm just too shallow of a, like, because I always think, like, if I was a chick, right? Like, if I was a hot chick like Rachel Nichols and I'm in the sports world,
right.
I am just going to fuck top tier stud athletes.
Yeah.
Right?
I would be that person. Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
With music director Max Pineapple Face Nichols.
Yeah, it's an issue.
He's a cover, dude. He's a cover up. Yeah.
But just go fuck the athletes. I got
to
wait.
No, because that's a messy. I think that the pandemic was hard on everybody.
Good point.
Harder on her?
I know for me, I was struggling with eating late. For her, it was not getting filled with a lot of big dick.
And it was eating late.
Guys, yeah.
She was eating late.
Bless her.
Or dribbling.
Or dribbling.
Right.
As we don't know. It's conjecture. He might have just been dribbling.
Right.
Yeah, true.
God, though, that waistband. Again, I was trying to like think of just like just seeing whoever answered the door. I just kept picturing just different guys. Because you have to just be like, yo, dude, what's... And then as soon as he says, I'm been dribbling, I'm just like, all right, man, just go. Okay, so, so let's just... Yeah. Did you just give me a five-year-old answer? Like, I just caught you guys playing video games? Like,
it's very... Like, in that very real moment where it's like, first of all, it's two adults, and you're checking another adult, but that other adult happens to be a stud athlete, and you're just you. You're like... All right, man. Like, what are you going to say to him? He's going to fucking kill you.
Well, do you know how intensely insane it is if he was just dribbling? I'm even more scared. Like,
oh, you're right.
If he is just dribbling, just on a carpet, like what moves he was practicing so intently in which this professional athlete is sweating.
Right.
Because Jordan wasn't doing that shit, and he was better than Jimmy Butler.
No, dude, he fucking threw in a cigar and was eating like Doritos or whatever.
Jordan was doing gambling cocaine with the fucking security crew at the hotels before game 7 of NBA Finals.
I don't know, dude. Anyway, I hope that they're fucking, because those two next to each other, they should be fucking. It's too beautiful. It's true. I love it. Bless their hearts and dump that schlub. I don't know. Is he Aces? Might be really rich or something.
I'm assuming he's got to be. Know,
they're both well off. So yeah. She's
maybe
smoked.
Maybe
she's
he listens to
job.
Her stories or something.
It's like in the UFC, Megan Levy. She's married to Benavidez, who is a fighter. Oh, yeah. But like out of all the fighters, pick a more handsome and winning fighter.
And probably taller one too.
What?
Taller one.
A taller one. Yeah. He's like 5'4". She's like 5'8".
Yeah.
And he loses. Pick a better looking winner.
He doesn't lose often. He was very good for a while.
Yeah, and he's won the last five fights in a row.
Three fights.
More than that, I think. Are you sure? I think he lost the last four fights in a row.
No, because he got Figueiredo twice, and then Askarov beat him.
And then Mighty Mouse.
Right. That was four out of five.
He had to win a couple in a row.
Yeah, I think that was four out of his last five.
Okay. But didn't Mighty Mouse knock him out?
Possibly, yeah.
I just remember him starting. He started really hitting the canvas once he got the fig.
Yeah,
I remember.
No, it's over for him.
Right.
I hope he retired comfortably.
Rolling into UFC, big fight this weekend. Which I guess, what are we at, Jesse? Time wise, actually.
We're halfway.
Let's do plugs, and then we'll get into UFC this weekend. Okay. Plugs. We'll start with our guest this week for plugs. Drew, you want to tell everybody where you're at? Podcast and all that great stuff.
Yeah, Durag and the Deer Tag on everything. It's live at Raven every Monday, and we got a show at Helium on August 18th. Live Durag and the Deer Tag and Roast Battle, so be there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett Monaco.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram, at Garrett Monaco. Follow Slapsick Sports Podcast on Instagram, at Slapsick Cast. Same with Twitter as well. That's all for me right now.
Boom. And me, you can find me at Jesse Pedraza Show at TikTok and Instagram. So holla at your boy. I'll be at the roast battle thing.
And literally come to Helium.
Tonight. Yeah, if you're tonight. Watching this.
Yeah. Literally.
Yeah, tonight? Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to producer.
Now he's going to produce for himself.
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
Please come to my show. All right. That's my time.
Jesus Christ. You guys can catch me at Adam Nutter on Twitter and Instagram. At Adam Nutter comedy on TikTok and Facebook. Of course, check me out on Slapstick Sports Podcast to do with Garrett and Jesse and Drew most of the time. Of course, check out my libertarian podcast, Porcupine. It's great. It's out. It's doing really well. So please, thank you for checking that out. So you libertarian fans out there. July 10th, obviously the big show back at the Pop-In from Neil and myself. Neil, myself, Jesse Dram, Tyler Rothrock, and Andrew Thomas. Those tickets are already more than half sold out, I think. So get your tickets now. Tickets are online on the website, drop10.com, on my social media and all that stuff. Real quick, Monday, I'll also be doing Chrissy Mars podcast, Wet Spot, and I'll also be doing the Frantic Monday night at the Stand. So check me out.
I'm neilwood.com. Just go there. Tomorrow I'll be in Easton. You can check out that show. And then again, we said the 10th. Boom.
Friday you'll be in Easton.
Oh, Friday I'll be in Easton. Sorry. Yeah. Today's Wednesday. Yeah. I'll do that. One too many gummies. All right, let's don't forget drop10.com/podcast/call the bus, and then of course you can also check out the Slapstick Sports podcast as well, baby boy. We're all on there. It's everything's there that you need. If you want to follow both podcasts, just go into their page, follow all the stuff from there. Call the Bus, of course, has a nice little store, which I'm sure one day Slapstick Sports, when I get my shit together, will also have a store of its own. Or we're just going to do a whole network store. That's probably what we're going to do, just to make things simple for everybody. So you'll be able to buy those as well. But that's a good way to actually benefit us directly. And don't forget about our Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/cultofus and all that wonderful extra content you can start getting. You can get some first, just initial, get your little toesies in the fucking water there with a dollar, all right? That's going to help us out a little bit every month. And then I got a $3 tier if you watch those fights, because we are going to be watching that. Well, no, not this Saturday, unfortunately, but Garrett is going to be pulling that up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's always someone there. So we're watching fights on Discord and all that kind of great stuff. So you can do that. We're watching movies. I'm picking a movie now. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I've been trying to, you know, figure out which ones, but we're watching movies, we're watching fights. So you can actually join Garrett and Evan, the executive producer of all producers, producer Evan, this Saturday, watch the old fights. Yeah, you're not, I mean, come on.
Not really.
JP, come on, dude.
You're a producer.
You're over there sitting pretty. We gave you a title that's like...
Evan's the executive producer.
Oh, yeah.
Let me put it this way. If anybody asked on like a job interview, you put me as a reference, I'd be like, yeah, he produced...
He was there.
I would probably even throw in there just an asshole. I mean, I taught him everything he knows. Kind of a big deal. I'm a creative director.
You guys want to hire me?
Yeah. Probably try to steal. So you can do that at a $3 level. $3 a month gets you in there. And then, of course, the $1 level as well. And then the $5 level, it's the same thing, all right? So $5 level gets you everything. But it joins into the tattoo tier, all right? You can get a tattoo for pence little bits, all right, people? $5 a month gets you in the door. You get everything else. And then every other month, we pick a name out of a hat. That person gets a full color, beautiful tattoo. We're talking softball size. The artist doing them is out of Wilmington, Delaware, close in the tri-state area. It's worth the money. And again, it's for free. If technically, you know, other than membership fee. Come on, people. What are you talking about? All right. So you can get a tattoo possibly for $10, $20. All right. If your name's pulled. And we've had winners already. You can see all their posts and stuff. They post them up. Anna Gabrielle and her information is up on Patreon. You can check that out. So if you want to check out her artwork. But she's done conventions. She's very common. She's done Adam's work. So go check that out. It's a great thing to do. And that takes us out of plugs, people.
UFC. This Saturday.
I know. I'm bummed out that we're going to be at the show.
I know. The good thing is it's going to be over.
The show
should be over by then. By 10, especially 10 o'clock. It starts at 10. So
I don't know if they're going to put on a fight there.
That's my fucking...
Because they're such a nerd bar. They have all those TVs like honed into movies.
Are they going to stay open until 1 o'clock in the morning?
Probably not.
That's what I'm worried about.
So.
Right. The owner's going to be like, kind of.
I'm going to ask him when we get there. Yeah. And then if not, we just got to fucking fly home.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be fine.
You got to fly home.
Yeah.
So if he wants to watch it.
Right.
We're the same distance away. Philly and Newtown is the same
distance.
It's
very strange. Yeah.
It's almost, I'm like maybe 10 minutes closer. Maybe.
It's out in Chalfont, right?
I really wanted to see because the last time I saw, what's his dumb
you
face?
You watched me lose money.
Yeah, it was great.
I lost money to you too.
It felt great.
That's my pick, by the way.
Connor?
Yeah.
You going Connor?
I'm doing Connor.
You know, I'm going to go Dustin this time. Bold. And I'm going to lose.
It's one of those. Yeah.
Well, just for money purposes.
Yeah.
Well, just bet the opposite of what you think. Bet the opposite of your heart.
Yeah. I can't, though, sometimes. That's why I lose money.
That's how I know
fighting.
Some people throw
but
money.
Football,
down.
Though, fuck the Giants. I don't even care anymore about them. I will actively
bet. Say that every.
Well, you
yeah, no, I know, but I know. Shut up.
You're such an addict for the Giants. It's an issue. I don't know who you are with sports betting, dude, Drew. Well, actually, you probably don't have a job. So, come on. What are we doing? You're doing comedy out there, dude. You're out there living the actual comic life out there, bud. So I don't know how you feel. Do you? That's a big thing in gambling. You typically don't fuck with the team. If you're gonna gamble, you always gamble with not your team.
I always do. I fuck up. Yeah, that's like a general rule
it
I have.
Rule.
And right. Like, I'm the biggest Syracuse basketball fan. And like every time I see them, I'm like money line.
Right.
The money line.
We're like a plus 11.5. I'm like we're gonna fucking hammer the money line. We're good. Never works.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I will bet against the Giants though. I bet them sometimes.
View it as how much you would pay to see the Giants win. So every time they lose, it's like, okay, well, I got my money back.
If they win,
it's like that was worth paying $20 to see them.
Yeah, you're right. I guess. Yeah, all right. I mean, that's the way to look at it.
If you view it like that,
but I don't do it like that. I throw a lot of money at it.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. I don't do it for fun.
Then he calls me. And I've been around you
betting. It doesn't sound.
Yeah,
like,
no.
It sounds like you're in pain.
No, when Neil will call me during the football season on Sunday nights to go over stuff, and I'm like, he knows if I'm in a bad mood.
No.
He knows if I crush that day, I'm like, yo, what? Am I 8:30? I'm like, what is up? I'm all fucking chipper. No. If he calls me and I had a bad day, I'm like, What's up, man?
Bet on the Giants again. I'm like, why do you keep
I'm
going
I'm kind of busy right now. What's up,
I
Pete?
I got to watch the Raiders lose to the Seahawks in Sunday Night Football. So,
right.
As I threw $120 in this game for no reason.
It's not good with betting. It's got to suck. I don't do it. So, but it sounds like here. Because now it sounds like in your scheme of betting, you have what is actually at the core of it is a drug of betting on your team. And then around that, it's like, I have to supplement that with other betting where you do well.
Yeah.
Like you kind of like, oh, I win over here, which allows me to then feed this addiction of betting for my team.
Football season, I was up like over $4,000.
Right.
Damn.
Which is pretty good. I mean, I lost too, but I never lost, you know,
more than again.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you're playing with house money as well because you're winning early.
If I won all together, I would have won like double digits, thousands for sure.
Right.
But,
Dude, betting makes me think the simulation's real because, like, I think it's just them testing me because I see my friends hit these fucking 11-team parlays, and I'm like, I could hit a 6-teamer tonight, and it never works. I'm in the red on FanDuel heavy, and I never bet. Like, when you said $120, that hurt my heart. I never bet that much money, ever. It's like me. I think the biggest bet I've ever put in was maybe, like, $40.
And dude, I'm still doing jelly bean counting. I get you.
Yeah, no, they're
I see a hot jelly bean little fan affair or something. I'm like, let's get in here.
But I will put in, like, 8 different $5 bets in a night. Dude, I get it.
I use the Barstool Sportsbook app, and they have great prop bets. So every Sunday they call it the Hanson, and it's for Red Zone. The host of Red Zone, and it's they have a over under on the 1 o'clock games overall, like score, and over under on the 4 o'clock games, and over under on the full days worth of games. I bet those every fucking week, and I never win them. I lose.
That's a hard
every
one.
Every fucking week.
That's a super hard one.
Not the beginning of the year. It's easier because so many teams are playing. Bet the over. Because you're going to break, like, so many teams are playing, the scores are just going to accumulate to the over.
I like that one.
But once you hit, like, week 8 or 9, there's, like, 6 teams on a bye week.
Right.
And you're like, should I bet the over? But then, like, the Jets are playing. Jets can't put up 7 points.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So you're like, you know, so if let's say the over is, like, 180 for the 4 o'clock games.
Right.
But the Jets are one of the 4 o'clock games, and another low-scoring team, like the Giants or the football team, are a low-scoring team.
You can't even say it.
The Redskins.
Yeah, everyone looked at me with concern.
It sounded like you said like a Lord of the Rings character. Newark. I'm like, huh? Yeah.
He's one of the children folk, I think. Yeah. Like the tree childrens. Is that what they are?
Yeah.
Dude, not to change it real quick, but I was down in Delaware this past weekend, and I've never seen more Redskins apparel and signs and flags now that they're not a team that, like, old racist white Americans are like, they still are.
I was in Dover, Delaware.
They're not even a Skins fan, but they just became one.
Yeah.
I was in Dover.
There was a guy at Hershey Park that had a Confederate flag hat on and a Washington Redskins jersey, and I was like, this guy knows what he's trying to do. This guy knows
this guy gets it.
I miss the old days.
Yeah, it's just living in the past, man. You got
a living statue. Jesse, why don't you put up the fight card too? So we can.
Oh yeah,
UFC.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's how this all started. Yeah. So we're gonna have to try to watch that. Obviously, Connor, Dustin, obviously Maine. I'm actually super excited for the co-main.
I'm excited for the entire card.
Yeah.
Same, no,
the whole card is loaded.
This is the card of the summer.
But co-main, Wonder Boy is one of my favorite fighters. I love Wonder Boy.
Same, but I got Gilbert Burns taking this one. I do.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah. If we're talking betting too, whoever Chael Sonnen picks, you bet the opposite.
Who do you pick? Do you pick Wonderboy?
I don't know for this card, but typically he's off all the time.
Ty Tuivasa.
Yeah.
Knocking
fuck Greg
Hardy.
Fuck Greg Hardy.
Yeah.
Greg Hardy's the guy. He used to play for the Cowboys, but got caught because he beat woman.
Yeah.
He got very Rastafarian at the end. He beat woman.
Yeah.
Like, he got very.
One thing I can guarantee is Greg Hardy will beat his wife's ass, win or lose.
Hardy will get beat.
It's actually how he built his amateur record, though.
Undefeated.
Right.
So completely good.
Yeah.
Cleaned house. Because she didn't.
He's also, Greg Hardy's also fighting the two fighters before that fight as well.
But just roll over. And
he's fighting the two women before.
Yeah,
it's
actually just a tag team. And he's fighting like a boss character.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
No, I'm going for Tua also.
Yeah, I like Irene Aldana and obviously Sugar Sean.
Well, because he's fighting a college kid.
Random out of nowhere person.
Yeah, so the guy, Sean.
A Chris Cummings.
Sean Neal, he's a vegan fighter with all the goofy hair. And you've seen
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's fighting.
Or Pat Cummings.
He's fighting someone who doesn't even on the screen right now have a headshot.
Yeah.
Right. So he's fighting an egg on Twitter.
Who's he supposed to fight? Who's he supposed to fight?
Also, this is Google. Google couldn't find a picture.
No,
it's not Twitter. It's
dude, that guy uses a VPN and everything, dude. That guy doesn't fuck around.
He's going to crawl out from under the ring. That's how sneaky he is. He's going to come out down the ramp. Who is he supposed to fight?
Luis Smolka.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, Smolka, right. Okay.
Yeah, he got hurt.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice, man.
So they're like, some college kid, you want to fight some professional fighter? Essentially. Like, he was fighting in what league was he even fighting in?
I think LFA.
LFA?
One of those.
It's not
bad. 9-4. He's not bad. He's 1-2 straight.
But
he got knocked out twice in a row before that, though.
But it's not, you know. So his now this level of competition literally just jumped.
Yeah.
No, leaps and bounds.
It reminds me of when DC fought Pat Cummings. I was fucking his name up.
Oh, my God.
The barista from Doylestown.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Jesse Pedraza?
Yeah.
Nah, you got fired from that job. Hell yeah, dude.
That was dragged away.
That was such a shame, dude. You got fired for being too friendly. Oh, I was like a special needs kid. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
He hugged all the customers.
No, he was just too...
He was delaying.
He was running his mouth
process.
Like he's a bunch of comics. He was like, hey, guys, what's going on? No, I'm kidding. You didn't get fired. It's fine. Whatever you need to know to not get in trouble from your employer.
They're listening to
He showed his dick
to the cold bus pod.
Yeah, right, we're only live.
We did gain a fan. What's up, dude? Yeah. How you doing? Thank you, I appreciate
it. Hey, manager.
So I have seen that guy fight before. I think a couple of times.
If I'm just going down the line, no betting, just who I think's gonna win, man. I got Sean, Irene, Ty, Wonder Boy.
Are you doing that with your heart? Or...
No, I actually think Wonder Boy is going to win regardless. Because I'll tell you why in a second. I'll say Connor. Wonder Boy, because Gilbert is more, he's a bigger guy, as in like strength wise. He's more of a Tyron Woodley shape almost. And also, he's more of a it's a wrestler, but.
He's got hands, too.
His hands, jiu-jitsu.
Right.
But I think Wonderboy's stance, that karate stance, gives guys like Burns and Woodley a problem.
It just stops the fight.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
So
then they get comfortable. They want to strike, but they can't. They feel weird doing a takedown. Actually, this fight, I hope it's really sick. It should be.
Gilbert Burns hits hard, man.
He does.
Right. He almost knocked out Usman.
Yeah.
In the first minute.
But again, he has to get to Wonderboy. And that, I think his sidekick karate stance is fucking very hard to clutch in on. Also, Wonderboy is a counter striker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, he might beat Gilbert into some of those just so you can fucking wheelhouse him.
I mean, that's the fight to make at 170 outside of the title fight. So, I like it either way.
Winner has to fight Usman.
Winner has to run it back. Or I guess Wonder Boy hasn't yet.
Yeah.
Can you,
I would still like to see
preliminary card.
Colby fight Usman.
It's in the same box. No, go up. Go to early.
Preliminary card.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Carlos Condit? Hell yeah, dude.
Dog, I like all these fights.
Dude, he's retired and unretired 4 times in the last 3
Ryan
years.
Hall, dude?
Carlos
Ryan
Condit.
Hall's fighting.
Yo.
Oh, Ryan Hall's fighting?
Right.
Yeah.
And the first time in like 6 years.
Wow.
Fighting undefeated Ilya Topuria. I like that fight. Also, Nico Price and Pereira is a fucking
good price. Yeah. That's a good fight.
Trevin Giles and Dricus, I like that. Yeah, man.
Other cards would be awesome.
That Carlos Condit, Matt Griffin fight is going to be good. That we can watch at the bar. You can watch this card. You think Condit wins?
I don't know.
I want him to win. My heart's there.
Same.
I don't know, man. Yes. He hasn't been the same since
he's again unretired and retired
since
5 times.
The Robbie fight.
Like, what was his last fight? Was it Matt Brown?
He beat Matt Brown.
Yeah,
he beat Matt Brown.
He knocked him out. But, right?
Yeah, and he kept getting rear naked choked by like Damian Maya, Neil Magny. He's kept falling victim to the same joke.
Yeah. I hope he went. I mean, Max Griffin's, he's the real deal, though.
Yeah, he's legit, dude.
I'd never say that about anybody. That's such a gay thing to say.
The real deal.
What's the early prelims?
He's actually a fighter.
He's the bee's knees.
Yeah.
He's
the bee's knees. Just click the early prelims. Jenner Famaya.
Okay.
Jessica Eyes fighting. Okay, Brad Tavares.
Yao Zong Hu.
Yeah.
Don't know. Omari Akhmedov and Tavares is going to be a fight. Yeah, Maya and I is a good fight, yeah, too.
Dude, that flyweight guy's name is basically, like, I think a medicine I take.
Zalakazumagaluf. Side effects are diarrhea and getting KO'd.
Yeah.
Excessive dribbling.
Excessive dribbling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm 21-5. These are too early, yeah.
That's awesome.
That's like a good.
What do you guys think about the Conor Dustin fight? Obviously, that's the.
I think Conor's really good at rematches. That's why I'm going with this. Mm. When he loses, he's like, "All right, I can't lose."
Yeah, I kind of agree. I put money on Dustin. I took him and Gilbert Burns because they were both. I think Dustin was even money at the time, and Gilbert Burns was an underdog. I think he still is. But yeah, now I'm leaning toward Conor because, like you said, he's good in rematches. He's not like on the yacht throwing bottles at old people and shit anymore. Right. Like, he seems like he's got his shit together.
I feel like that was the Conor that was like winning.
Yeah, and
I mean, he was.
He was, and he wasn't.
Against Diaz and stuff.
I think, yeah, but that was like press conference for show. At
yeah,
that time, he
right.
was even like, he was locked in the gym.
Yeah,
right.
Right.
So like, he didn't have the belts.
Right.
Yeah, once he got the money is when he started fucking up. When he's like posting on fucking $2 million, or I guess like $200 million yachts, whatever.
Right. Yeah, with fucking crazy suits and shit.
Gucci's like wear of all of our shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's that kind of having that buzz around you that you can get lost in it. Remember when he was fucking training with Ido Portal and all that shit where he's doing
the mountain from Game of Thrones?
That I'm talking about the yoga shit.
Oh,
where Nate was doing touch butt in the park.
Yeah.
Or something like that. And he's fucking going like, you know, he's not doing that shit anymore.
Somebody else was just doing that I forget, it was Jake Paul. Or not Jake Paul. Maybe it was Jake Paul. I don't know.
He was doing some weird warm ups. Yeah.
Where like everyone else was like shadow. I think it was the Askren fight, and like Askren was shadow boxing at his live workout, and Jake Paul was just doing like fucking
getting
tied up like a pirate and stretched out
like weird BDSM yoga.
Yeah. So like, all right, now we're gonna put the cucumber in your ass for the.
Right.
That's because he was
it makes you less tense.
Yeah. It's actually gonna tone up your eyes really nice.
Yeah. Right.
Once they
makes your hands bigger.
He's probably like, Askren doesn't give a fuck about this fight. I'm not gonna really care that much either.
Right.
Just walk through.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So, Adam, what do you think for the main event?
I guess
you said Conor, right?
I guess Conor, but like,
why?
The rematch thing for sure.
Yeah.
At a certain point, I'm thinking he has to understand his legacy is severely at stake. His name is at stake as a legacy.
Right.
And he has to fucking turn it around. Like, he has to win. Like, but again, he was beating Dustin that fight.
True.
Until that last minute.
Yes.
He was landing a lot.
Right.
Yeah, but he was winning.
Yeah. I mean, Dustin had a takedown earlier that people forget about.
No, he did.
Also, leg kicks
right. Yeah. But don't forget, he was piecing Dustin up.
No, he
that.
Was for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that, I mean, it's fighting, right? So all it takes is one fucking hook or jab, whatever. But yeah, I think he has to. I think he has to win this fucking fight. Mm-hmm. Like, he has to.
Because he's going to start becoming, whereas like, his could. Ego doesn't mean his skill. You know,
right.
Where he's just like, you're good, but you got to actually be able to finish.
Right.
Win.
Yeah.
Khabib made you look like a fucking bitch. So it's like, you can't beat him. No one can, to be fair.
He was,
but, like,
I think he's the best. Fight against Khabib was Conor. That's how good
only,
Khabib is, though.
Right. Conor's the only person to take a round from Khabib. Right.
I think if Conor
crazy.
If Conor beats Dustin and then goes and beats Oliveira and both of them are impressive, Khabib comes back.
Oh, to beat Conor again.
Yeah.
Well, you saw Khabib.
I think that's
the only
thing that'll
bring.
You know, he's still actively training.
Right. That's how you unlock his father.
Conor's going to dig up his father from the fucking grave.
You have to necromance Khabib's dead dad.
You want him, come get him.
That's the fucking promo.
That's it. Conor's like, you to me. Fuck it. A buried alive match.
he throws his dead dad in the buff window.
Conor driving up to the cemetery in a bulldozer.
Yeah.
The casket match.
Yeah.
Be better if he was buried in like one of those tombs too. You're just like,
and
like fucking fog is rolling out, dude. Then fire shoots, it just becomes Kane. It's like,
Connor's back.
Khabib's dad would be the scariest zombie of all time.
Oh, he's getting pulled there.
Like, if they open that guy, like,
no,
he's alive.
The saying his father's probably his own pallbearer put himself into the grave.
Yeah.
He was an actual bear. That was Khabib's father. Bear. Yeah.
Did you see Khabib still training though, like actively coaching at down.
I think he's still training with him, like his dead body, like.
It's a real weekend
perfect
Bernie
wrestling
situation.
Dummy.
Yeah,
losing weight every day.
Doing a what is it? Mayweather, Logan Paul, like.
Yeah, dad's in a skeleton weight.
Yeah,
so he's still. Right. Sometimes I just reject them myself. I was like, I don't like it.
No, you didn't let us do it.
I don't know if Connor's gonna. Yeah, I just. I feel like. I think he came into the other fight too cocky. I mean, I don't have the depth of knowledge you guys do, but as we were watching that, and as I won money off of you, it felt so sweet. And
cut that.
And it felt so good.
Got wrapped up anyways.
But I saw a guy who was like, kind of didn't think he could lose. Like it felt like he, right. I think his ego is getting a little bit, hopefully you're right that maybe it's like, he's given a check. Be like, hey man, you still have to like maybe humble that ego a little bit and just bring the skill. Because I've also seen him knock someone out with his shoulder, so it's kind of like I'm like, you're clearly impressive. Yeah. You need to hinder that down and keep, you know. Oh, I don't know though. I don't know, man. What if it keeps happening? That's what I get. Where that's what like me is if I was like a fighter. What if it kept happening? Where it's like, oh, man, you had him like two rounds. Oh no, there. And then you just get popped and your lights go out, and then you're just like. That just keep happening. You're just like, I can't fucking. You need to be able to hit
you consider
this.
Retirement.
Just quit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Just quit, right? And just,
even if Conor loses, he still like is a very competitive fighter.
Right.
Everyone would say he should retire, but he could still like if you like nothing wrong with losing the champion.
Yeah,
pretty
dude,
much.
You can go do car commercials or. Whatever.
I don't think he wants to sit around and take brain damage if he's not gonna have the bout.
Yeah, that's so true.
He doesn't have to.
There's no point with that money in the bank.
You're right. Yeah. I did it, and I have no money, so I play football for no reason.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, imagine if Conor McGregor did this podcast instead of Adam.
We want you and McNabb.
Right. Let's get Conor McGregor on the show.
You're a fucking pussy
out of here.
So why are you in Philly, Conor?
Because you're a fucking pussy asshole. Came here to whoop Garrett Monaco's ass. You're a fucking pussy. That's what you are.
Hell yeah, dude.
Who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck is this guy?
You're on my podcast.
Why are you here? I don't know. You're on my podcast now.
You're on the top for 12 podcast.
I'm just doing Colin Firth. Yeah. It's
all the same.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
All
the Irish people. Fucking
Well, we got to wrap up because he has to go do his competition.
Yeah.
So thanks for coming.
Talk about a knockout, right?
Anytime, dogs.
As always, Garrett, Drew, thank you for coming on. This has been The Cult of Us. Peace out.
Peace.
This has been a Drop Tent Media production.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.